All eyes are on the election coming up in Virginia at this point. Hello and welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and our guest is Tim Head, who is the executive director of the Faith and Freedom Coalition, which helps mobilize the faith voters. And that's very, very important. But right now, what's going on in Virginia, in particular with the gubernatorial race, where Terry McAuliffe, former Democrat governor, is running. And I imagine when they first started this whole campaign, they didn't expect there would be much of a contest there, because Virginia has primarily turned purple. But the Republican candidate, Glenn Youngkin, is gaining on him in the polls. And it's a very, very interesting debate. In fact, I would say that in some ways, Virginia at the moment is ground zero in the election battles, and maybe this is a sign of things to come. Tim, welcome back to the program. Thanks so much for joining us.
Well, of course. Thank you so much for having me, and thanks for talking about this. Like you said, it's very interesting development, I guess, in Virginia. So I think this is worthy of a lot of attention at the moment.
Would you have thought that when Terry McAuliffe first announced, and he was governor before, that there would be some sort of major contest like this? Who would have thought that months ago?
Well, you're right. I mean, from both from Terry McAuliffe's personal kind of political history, and then also you just alluded a little bit to kind of the demographic and political trajectory over the last decade in Virginia. I think most people have considered Virginia sort of not only trending towards purple, but even blue. And Terry McAuliffe, he didn't have a particularly controversial run as governor in his previous terms. You know, a lot of people around the country may not be aware. Virginia has an unusual law there that no governor can serve consecutive terms. So you can conceivably serve two terms, but just not consecutive. And so that's why you see. You're seeing more and more governors like basically try to skip a turn, and then the party will try to kind of lace a different person, you know, in between. And so, wow. You know, again, we saw Terry McAuliffe. Now you saw Ralph Northam, and McAuliffe comes back. I think one of the assumptions is, you know, that you could potentially see Northam in the future. But Glenn Youngkin has definitely kind of upset the apple cart there in a really, really profound way.
Well, education is part of the issue here, correct? I mean, for example, Terry McAuliffe said about 2 or 3 weeks ago during one of the debates, I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach. That's an actual quote. Comment on the school controversy.
So you're exactly right. You know, under the moniker that all politics ultimately are local, we've actually had several different in the last really, two years or year and a half since the original shutdowns at the beginning of last year. We've seen a lot of contention in kind of suburban, kind of outlying counties and school districts there in kind of northern Virginia, moving out to like Loudoun County and Fairfax County have been particularly contentious. And so to the point that we've had. I mean, there actually have been like huge, like 1,000 people show up to a Loudoun County. That's a suburb of D.C., kind of like 2 or 3 rings outside of Washington, D.C., where not only around like mask mandates and, you know, school shutdowns and things of that nature, but also especially around curriculum and what, you know, we might refer to as CRT, you know, kind of the critical race theory stuff. There have been big contentions there, and so that's flared up in probably 7 or 8 school districts across the state, and then that of course gave rise to that discussion. So Glenn Youngkin has really capitalized on this politically to say, you know, if I'm governor, I'm taking this back to school boards, and then local counties and voters, parents, are actually going to be able to influence the school, the decisions of the school superintendents and school boards. And McAuliffe has taken the approach that, you know, this is a standardized statewide, issue, and, really it needs to be, you know, kind of decided by professionals, what a lot of us might just think of as education bureaucrats. And truly, you know, it kind of culminated in him making that statement in a debate last week that basically parents need a butt out of it.
Yeah. Now, President Obama has actually come in to campaign on behalf of Terry McAuliffe, and he said, quote, "We don't have time to be wasting on these phony, trumped-up culture wars, this fake outrage that right-wing media peddles to juice their ratings," end quote. Well, Obama, I mean, that's calling in the big guns here.
Well, so look, you know, there are a couple of different national sort of pundits, you know, pollsters that are calling this a toss-up and moved it to a toss-up within the last 2 months. Frankly, there's some proprietary internal polling that even has Youngkin up by between 1 and 2 points. And so you can definitely see this frenzied mode that that the left is moving into, that McAuliffe definitely is not going to be able to win this thing alone. And so they brought in President Biden last week. For anybody that's paying attention to national news, you'll see you know, the kind of a trick of the trade that when you show kind of national figures stumping, you'll notice a lot of pictures, but, you know, with Joe Biden, for instance, standing next to Terry McAuliffe. Ironically, you'll never see any crowd shots because I was actually just in Richmond this last weekend.
Oh, wow.
And the turnout is actually like the turnout for these events with Stacey Abrams, with President Biden, with President Obama, the turnout is really, really minimal. I mean, you'll have 70 people show up to a quote unquote rally with President Biden, right? You'll have 45 people show up to a rally in Hampton Roads with Stacey Abrams. So the energy level is just like precipitously low. So you'll only see pictures and conversations about just, you know, what did Biden say? What did Obama say? You'll never see a picture or a conversation about the crowd because there really is no crowd.
Biden's numbers are bad. In fact, I understand Gallup polls, you know, have shown, you know, how his popularity has waned a lot, perhaps more than, you know, any other president, you know, since they've been taking these kind of polls. What kind of impact could that have on this election?
Well, it it has a huge impact for two. You know, you always kind of think of politics as kind of like this. It's like a battery. There's a you know, the way that energy kind of happens is the confluence of a positive charge and a negative charge. So in the case of Glenn Youngkin, he's actually presenting a pretty appealing pro-business, you know, growth and also a personal freedom agenda for Virginians. So you know, supportive of law enforcement. So there have been some kind of upticks in crime in Virginia. Obviously, in the age of shutdowns, we've got all kinds of problems around personal freedom and an economy that is struggling to recover. So Youngkin is offering alternatives to that. Meanwhile, as much as Youngkin is running against McAuliffe for governor, he frankly is running against the whole Democratic sort of platform, which is being demonstrated in spades by this White House. And frankly, since it was started happening right before the Afghanistan debacle, but right when things went really, really just terribly wrong with Afghanistan, and they, you know, frankly, the Biden White House started kind of doubling and even tripling down on some of their terrible decisions, the energy for the left just fell off the table. So there is not only is it galvanizing and animating for a lot of conservative voters, but the liberal voters just kind of like check out, you know. So it's not just that they're not going to political rallies or whatever the case. So the they're already early voting and have been for almost 3 weeks now. We're you know, just a few days from the election day in Fairfax County, Alexandria. You know, again, a lot of the Northern Virginia, the voter turnout compared to 4 years ago and 8 years ago for those governor's races is significantly lower, like 12-14% lower.
Wow.
Than it was at, you know, basically a week out from Election Day, which is why they're trying so desperately to bring in not just Biden, which everybody knows has really no galvanizing effect, but the most exciting political figure on the left still is Obama. and it still is not having the desired effect.
It's interesting, in response to when Obama said that this is all just quote-unquote phony, trumped-up culture wars, here's what Ben Shapiro said in reference to that. Sorry, but McAuliffe saying that parents shouldn't be in charge of their children's education and the Loudoun County School Board lying to parents about sexual assault in bathrooms isn't trumped-up culture wars. Your comment?
Well, first of all, you also have to kind of notice that President Biden, President Obama, Stacey Abrams, other members of the Democrat Senate are desperately trying to. So President Trump lost Virginia by almost 10 points. Mm. And so they're desperately trying to kind of like lump Glenn Youngkin to Trump, in essence saying, you know, a Trump-ish agenda is going to happen in Richmond if Youngkin is. So even like the nomenclature that Obama is using there is strategic,
Trumped.
It's purposeful.
Yeah, Trump.
The reality is, you know, at this point, you know, with a week to go, people are seeing right through not only the kind of PR stunts like that, but also just, you know, in Richmond where I was for a couple of days just over this weekend. The energy on the political right is actually quite strong, and the political left is really pretty downtrodden. So I actually think we may see even a widening of the gap in these closing days.
I hadn't realized that Trump lost by 10 points in Virginia. That's huge.
Little,
was that in 2020 or 2016?
A little shy of that, but yeah. almost that much.
In both times, or 2020 was the. What were you referring to? Which election? 2016?
In 2020.
2020.
In 2020.
Wow. Okay. Well, yeah. is what we're seeing in Virginia perhaps a bellwether of what may come up in the midterms in 2024?
Well, look, I mean, the reason why the Biden White House is kind of pulling in the big guns, so to speak, for this is not because they actually care about the governance of the Commonwealth of Virginia. Okay, let's be clear about that. It's because this is seen as a harbinger, kind of a political canary in the coal mine.
Yeah.
For the national mood and the national kind of acceptance of the Biden, you know, of the Biden administration's first year. So the fact that that they're so frantically moving to try to, I mean, they're spending, the Biden administration is spending more money on the race than McAuliffe's team is spending on the race. Okay.
Oh wow.
So they are watching this like a hawk, because if Youngkin and Republicans were to win in Virginia, the overwhelming story here is not just, you know, Youngkin winning the governor's race, but you're seeing Republican energy continuing to mount and Democrat energy fading, the support fading. And so they're desperately trying to kind of cut that off at the pass. But what's happening on the federal level in terms of budgets, really outrageous, you know, run amok budgets being proposed. Part of the reason why they're trying to kind of pull back or rein in the federal budget proposals is just to help with messaging on this governor's race.
Okay, we have about.
So I actually don't think you're going to see.
Yeah, we have about 1 minute left, and I'd like you to bring in the faith voters here. And it's my understanding that Kamala Harris even cut ads in black churches. Not just saying, you know, vote your political values or whatever, but actually directly politicking. But comment on the faith vote and this Virginia, because this is, and on this
will
end.
The faith vote remains a huge part of Virginia politics, particularly in Southwest Virginia and then Southeast Virginia. So that kind of Virginia Beach, you know, Hampton Roads area, and then Lynchburg, Roanoke, you know, Danville, kind of Southwest portions. Youngkin actually has been performing very well. He's done a lot of outreach to the conservative Christians. And you're exactly right. To be honest with you, very rarely in my line of work do I actually see a true violation of the Johnson Amendment. I think Kamala Harris's ad that she cut actually is one of the only true legal violations of the Johnson Amendment that I've ever seen. I'll be very curious to see if there's any challenges to that in the after the election is over. But frankly, You're going to see an overwhelming support by Christian voters in Virginia of the Youngkin platform, partly because McAuliffe's positions are really just so outrageous and polarizing.
Tim Head, Faith and Freedom Coalition, ffcoalition.com. Thanks so much for being with us again. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Sure.
God bless.
You too.